Just for a few minutes, if we could turn to Colossians chapter 2. There is one verse we'll read, and that is verse 5. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order in the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Okay. Apostle Paul basically mentions two things here. He was joying and beholding the order of the Colossian believers, the order they had. And then he was joying and beholding the steadfastness of faith they had. And the background to this verse has to do with when Apostle Paul was in house arrest. And he could see like how the soldiers would be marching. And being in Rome as a prisoner, he could see how the order there speaks of rank, the word taxon. They had a unique order by which how they progressed. And the order was so amazing that there was no chaos, there was no confusion, but there was progress. So he said that, I have beheld your order in terms of the manner in which you were lined up. And the systematic things, the systematic way by which you believed things, and also the steadfastness of your faith. And Paul was actually commending the remnant of believers in the church in Colossae, saying, this is how you have tackled the error of Gnosticism. You had a proper premise, you had proper presuppositions, and you had proper divine conclusions. And therefore you could have proper relevant applications to life. And this was the way they guarded the doctrine in their life. Isn't that amazing? Two things, order and faith. Order and faith. Now I was just thinking about our ministry here, last 25 plus years, and over a period of time, because of order and because of faith, many things have happened in our ministry, which is amazing. I'll just mention a couple of things, and we are all part of it because it is a body effort, and because we are part of the body, these things have happened. And the video there just goes on to show that things are fantastic in our church, isn't it? There's so much joy, there's so much life in our midst. Now, remember initially when Pastor Brian came to Bangalore, he was by himself and there was nobody. And he came and spoke and people left the church. They didn't want anything to do with it except two people. And the church began from there. And then after 2.5 years, Pastor got married, and Pastor Brian and Marina, they have been here very, very faithful, dedicated, committed, preached the word. They loved God. They ministered. And over a period of time, the order was becoming evident. And over a period of time, the life of faith was becoming very evident. And together, the ministry blossomed very well. Now we look back, 25 years back, and we see the we see the times. I remember the first service that I attended was in Pastor Brian's living room. You know, and then in his bedroom was the fellowship. So, you know, and all those things, but you get to see something and you just see, wow, God is really at work in our midst, isn't it? God is building this church and great, great things have happened. And I'll just outline few things that I noted down over a period of years that we can actually put on record. And that is, we have a board of elders here and we have a church constitution with its bylaws, okay? So that is amazing. God raised up people. Then we have the board of trustees with a proper trust deed. Our church is registered as a trust, and we have a board of trustees. And in, I mean, by the time we finish this list, everyone would be involved in some way, and that's amazing. God only did that. And under the board of trustees, there is the whole thing of accounts. Okay? And we have the right person in the accounts. You ask him for 5 rupees, he'll give you 1 rupee. He maintains that integrity. It is amazing. Accounts. Then we have deacons. Then under deacons, we have ushers. Then we have pastoral care in our ministry, which takes into account counseling and things like that. Okay, this pastoral care. Then we have outreaches, or we can say the outreach department. Then we have missions. Isn't that amazing? Our church has sent missionaries out. Isn't that awesome? We have missions. That's amazing. How did that happen? God did it. Then we have Bible college here. It happens 5 days a week, morning 7 to 10. And under Bible college dorms, under Bible college, we have dorms, both men and women, etc., and all the life of discipline that they have with all their commitment to the ministry here. Then we have a music department. That's a big one. All the ones who are faithfully dedicated, involved. Music department. Then we have a youth ministry. Is that awesome? Youth ministry. Then we have Sunday school, both the age groups. And God bless all the teachers. God bless them for their dedication. We have nursery and the mother's room. Then we have maintenance. You know, maintaining the campus is not easy, isn't it? You know, sometimes the place is clean. Because the place is clean, we take things for granted. When something is not clean, immediately the call goes to the concerned person. Why is it not clean? Do this, do that, and all that. Maintenance. That's a big thing. Then we have security. Then we have the audio-video department. God bless those men there. And the internet and everything that happens with our website and everything. And then this year, because of the need of the hour, they say, no, necessity is the mother of invention. Because we were constrained to this place where we have to go for a translation department and also booklet department, which by God's grace we would be starting this year. Pray for that, okay? Translation into Tamil, as of now Tamil and Hindi are the messages, and then the booklet department. Then we have the admin office for communications, appointments, follow-up, visitation, event planning, etc. Then we have another big vision of our ministry, which is a Christian school. And then we have women's ministry and men's ministry. Okay, now this is basically a picture of the work of our ministry, which happens totally by faith. Secondly, it is also a picture of the skeletal framework of our church's administration. Isn't that awesome? There is a gift mentioned in the Bible called the gift of administration. And there is also a gift mentioned called the gift of faith. There are at least 7 ministerial gifts: gift of giving, gift of helps, gift of mercy, gift of discernment, gift of leadership, gift of faith, and gift of administration. In King James, you will see the gift of ruling, or we can say the gift of government. And there is a need for the gift of faith and the gift of administration in a local church to go hand in hand to make incredible progress as a ministry, as it is outlined by Apostle Paul in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 5. What are the 2 words he said? Order and faith. So as far as the gifts go, of course there are communicational gifts and men gifts are mentioned there, then there are assigned gifts, but I'm just mentioning the basic 7 ministerial gifts that are there in the body of Christ. Totally there are 16 at least, ministerial 7. You know, faith and administration, they are both meant to complement each other. They are both meant to complement each other. Faith is necessary for experiencing the mystery of God in our lives. Faith is absolutely necessary. administration is necessary for order, divine order. Sometimes, and that is what Paul said, I am beholding the manner in which the soldiers are. They are not walking haphazardly, they are not walking, they are not bumping into each other. There's no chaos, there's no confusion. Satan is the author of confusion. God is not the author of confusion. So if faith is necessary for experiencing the mystery of God in our lives, the counterpart is administration is necessary for divine order. Second, faith is necessary for the believer to be strengthened in his life in the spirit. He needs to be strengthened in his life in the spirit. Now, if that is true of faith, then the counterpart is administration. Administration is necessary for accountability. Is that interesting? Third, faith is necessary for a believer to participate in the vision of the ministry. We cannot participate in a logistical way only. We have to participate by faith. Faith is necessary for the believer to be a participant in the corporate and in the personal vision that he has. Along the same lines, having proper administration in place is necessary so that the exploits made by faith doesn't get wasted away. Administration, the whole aspect of administration consolidates it. Is that beautiful? Like one man of God once gave this analogy, and I was just thinking, egg. we all love eggs, right? Egg. You know, you look at the egg, it's beautifully like made by God. There is a shell on the outside and there is something on the inside. Shell is just meant to protect what is on the inside. It is never meant to interfere. What is on the inside? You have life. And what does the shell do? Shell protects this life that is. Imagine an egg with a broken shell. Everything is all over the place, and you try to gather it together. You know, it's dripping here, dripping there, and it's many ways it's getting wasted away. So administration is like that shell that keeps the mystery of God in the body in its proper balance, in its proper setting. Take the shell alone, it's of no use. You need life. But that life needs to be protected with a proper shell. And that shell is administration. The mystery of God is what we can say that the life of the egg which is on the inside. Same thing, I think in Proverbs 6 verse 23, the word of God says, the commandment is a lamp and the law is light. And reproofs of instruction are the ways of life. Imagine light. What use is a lamp without the light? Imagine walking in the dark from one end to the other and you have the lamp, but there is no light. We are sure to stumble, right? We are sure to stumble into things. But at the same time, what use is the light without the lamp? Imagine carrying a candle, but it has no protective covering. It will be subject to dangerous influences on the outside. So administration, gift of administration, the body is like a lamp. But the mystery of faith in the body is like the light. And both go hand in hand for the ministry to make advancement and progress in the kingdom of God. So Paul said that I behold, in an application we have it, I behold your order. That's amazing. And also I behold the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Isn't that awesome? They are never, administration, gift of administration and the gift of faith are never meant to outdo or undo each other. Both are meant to complement each other. And together, we as a body, we experience our increase in God and we experience the things of righteousness that is promised to us as a church. Isn't it beautiful? you know, our ministry here, I'm just sharing this because this is the year end. You know, just taking a review of different things that we are as a ministry. Our ministry here has a calling. We have a calling. And that is in the realm of faith. our ministry here as a covering. Our ministry here is a covering. We are affiliated to a Greater Grace World Outreach Church in Baltimore. Dr. Stevens was used by God to be the founder, and now Pastor Shala is the pastor with the board of elders there. And this is in the realm of administration for proper order and accountability as a church. Number three, our ministry here has a heritage. What do we have? We have a heritage. Remember in Isaiah 58:14, God told the nation, I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob. What a heritage that must be, right? Mercy and grace all the way. We have the same heritage. And that is in the realm of faith, what we believe. Finished work doctrines. Doctrines of grace that have been taught to us. Right? Then our ministry here has landmarks. What is it? We have landmarks. This is in the realm of administration, in the sense that we don't depart from our heritage and wander into the fields of the fatherless. God showed Moses a pattern on the mount, and Moses had to make the tabernacle according to the pattern. So if we look at the landmarks that we have, that have been reached by our ministry over a period of these many years, in fact, even if you look at the lives of the men of God in our ministry, you look at Pastor Stephen's life, Pastor Shala's life, Pastor Shibeli's life, Pastor Lau's life, Pastor Brian's life, if you look at their lives, maybe the circumstances are different for us, but the principle by which they have lived their life is an important landmark for us to arrive at. The principle, not the measure, but the principle by which they have lived their lives before God becomes an important landmark. So we have a pattern before us, and we don't need to reinvent the wheel. So that is therefore in the realm of accountability or administration, so that we don't wander into the fields of the fatherless. And our church has beautifully functioned like that over the period of these many years. Isn't it awesome? You know, we can give God a hand for this. This is amazing. You know, just, you know, it's really awesome. And we stumble and fumble and mumble and all that. Thank God for the heritage we have of the mercy and grace of God, and we are helped amazingly, isn't it? You know, and we continue like this. If Apostle Paul was alive, he would actually say that to our church. I behold your order and the steadfastness of your faith. And every one of you needs to be commended for that. You know why we function like this, in that proper order, and therefore the increase or advancement? Because number one, first and foremost, the Lord Jesus Christ is the head of this body. Amen? It's not because of us, it's because of him. It is the Lord Jesus Christ is the head of this church. Number two, because of the vision and the leadership and the direction given by a pastor over these years. Number three, the unity, the fellowship, the edification, the discernment, the maturity, the spirituality, and the participation of the body here. That is why we have made a progress. Is that awesome? And number four, mostly, the prayers of the body of Christ. Every time we come together, maybe for those of us who are unable to make it on a Friday for a corporate prayer time, it's okay. But every time we choose to come together, maybe coming involves a little bit of difficulty, but we come, we pray. We pray, and then we sense God is really doing something. And it has continued, and we are not going to change it. We are going to go. We will have creativity involved, but we are not going to employ any human methodology to change us from the non-negotiables. Right? We believe in prayer, and we believe in corporate prayer. The prayers that you have prayed is what actually has brought the ministry this far. And mostly, another important thing, the body here has sacrificially given. The giving, gift of giving. You have sacrificially given, and you are to be greatly commended for that. And the kind of participation each one of you do is phenomenal, you know. You know, God has never given us too much where we don't need him. And God has never given us too little where he doesn't honor our faith. No, God has given us in such a way that we keep going forward. And as we keep going forward and as the work of the ministry happens, we also see that we are at the same time kept dependent on Him. Isn't it? So let's give. Okay, this is the time just for the offering also. Like, you know, there's a lot of things happening in our church. Isn't that amazing? There's so much opportunity for all of us to follow God here through this church. For every age group, right from the little ones, all the way to, see, and it's Uncle Laurie on the screen. I was just wondering, my goodness, what an example, what an encouragement he is. He has not departed from his conviction, and that is evangelism. We evangelize as a church. Body participates, and it is not subject to compromise. We will improvise methods, but we will not change what has been handed down to us as a heritage. Okay? So giving was another great thing. And you know, this body needs to be incredibly commended, because when we have conferences and all that, and the board and people, guests come, and the way they are served, they are almost like wonder, like, how do you do this? Then we say, the body gave sacrificially. The body gave sacrificially. And you know something? We have experienced the blessings that relate to giving. So as the year is ending, let's give with our whole heart and honor God and see God beautifully come through for us with a special blessing in the year 2020. Amen? So shall we pray? Father, we pray that you would bless these thoughts. Thank you for the divine order. Also thank you for the mystery of God in our lives. Just really anoint each one of us for this upcoming year. And in everything, God, that we would learn to be content and we would learn to trust you completely and honor the mandates that are in the scripture. And the love for the word would be like fresh to us. And God, may never the love for your word of God depart from our hearts, God. Just renew us in that love and that passion, because the day is approaching and we want to be found faithful when we see you face to face. Thank you for calling us out as a body, and thank you for the vision that you've given us as a church and the increase of God in our lives. We praise you, we bless you, and really multiply our giving, God. Really honor it and meet the needs of the church and our missionaries that are serving in the other places. We thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. We have our missionaries who will be speaking to us now. Okay, so you can just tune your attention to the screens. We have, they were kind enough to send us their New Year greeting. And also I think Pastor Shala is there at the end. So if you can tune your attention to the screens. Thanks.
Name of Lord Jesus Christ, to Pastor Bright family, Pastor Binning, and Pastor Anil, and all the greater guest pastors in India and around the world. Nice to see you. And in this year, we are coming to last month of December. God has remembered one word. Why Jesus has born 2000 years ago and to the world, to only one purpose, to give the salvation for everybody. So why we are born again? That is the motivation, main motivation, why we are born again. Jesus was born to give the salvation, to bring in the salvation for everybody. Why we are born again? That is the motivation, main motivation is why we are born again. We have to bring the salvation for everybody. That means we have to share the gospel. Not only sharing the gospel, we have to pray for them. So God has to save them from this world. That is the main motivation. Jesus was born and to the 2000 years ago in this world. That is the main motivation. So many purposes are there, but main purpose is bring the salvation for everybody. When we are born again, that is also the same motivation. Bring the salvation, that means salvation gospel for everybody. Everybody. For 1 year, January to December, we have to pray. For 1 year, one person, to get one person. That means One person has to be come to the Lord. We have to pray next year for one person to, another person has to come with the gospel to Jesus Christ. God bless you to all. Amen.
ప్రైజ్ లార్డ్. మరి ఒక 2019 మరి గ్రేటర్ గ్రేస్ ఫెలోషిప్ చర్చ్ బెంగళూరు సంఘం వారు మరి మమ్మల్ని ఎంతగానో ప్రోత్సహించారు. మరి హైదరాబాద్ సంఘం నుంచి కూడా మాకు బైబిల్ తర్వాత ఇవ్వడానికి పాస్టర్ జాన్ గారు, అదే రీతిగా బెంగళూరు నుంచి పాస్టర్ మానియల్ గారు వారి బృందం మమ్మల్ని దర్శించడం జరిగింది. మరి బెంగళూరు సంఘం నుంచి జరుగుతున్న పరిచర్యలన్నింటిని బట్టి దేవుని స్తుతిస్తున్నాను. విశేషంగా పాస్టర్ బ్రయన్ గారిని దేవుడు ముట్టి స్వస్థపరిచి మరి మన మధ్య నిలిపినందుకు దేవుని కృతజ్ఞత స్తుతులు చెల్లిస్తున్నాను. వారు 2020 మరి మరలా పరిచర్యలో గొప్పగా వాడబడాలని కూడా వారి కొరకు ప్రార్థిస్తున్నాను. బెంగళూరు పరిచర్య నుంచి జరుగుతున్నటువంటి మరి బైబిల్ కాలేజీలను బట్టి, అక్కడ పనిచేస్తున్న దైవజనులు పాస్టర్ బెన్నీ గారిని బట్టి, అన్ని గారిని బట్టి కూడా ప్రభువుని స్తుతిస్తున్నాను. మరి బెంగళూరు సంఘం మరి ఈ యొక్క సౌత్ ఇండియా అంతట్లో కూడా ఎంతో మరి మా లాంటి సేవకులకు ఆశీర్వాదకరంగా ఉంది. ఈ యొక్క 2020 మరిన్ని విజయాలు మన మరి బెంగళూరు సంఘం ద్వారాగా నమోదు కావుతాయని విశ్వసిస్తున్నాను. అదే రీతిగా మరి బెంగళూరు సంఘం బహుగా ఫలించాలని కోరుతున్నాను. యోహాను సువార్త 15:8 రాయబడినట్లుగా మీరు బహుగా ఫలించడం వలన తండ్రి మహిమపరచబడుచున్నాడని దేవుని యొక్క వాక్యం తెలియజేస్తుంది. అదే రీతిగా తెసలోనిక సంఘంతో పాల పోస్తులుడు మరి తెసలోనిక సంఘం మరి అనేకులకు ఆశీర్వాదకరంగా ఉంది, దీవెనకరంగా ఉంది. మరి ఆ రీతిగా బెంగళూరు సంఘం మరి 2020 మరి దేవుని కొరకు గొప్ప కార్యాలు జరిగించాలని, అనేక మందిని ప్రభు కొరకు సిద్ధపరచాలని, మరి యొక్క చిగిలింత పరిసర ప్రాంతంలో జరుగుతున్న పరిచర్య కొరకు, ఏజెన్సీ పరిచర్య కొరకు మీరు ప్రార్థించాలని, మీ ప్రార్థన సహకారం ద్వారా మరి మేము ఇంకా ఎదుగుతూ ఉన్నాం, మమ్మల్ని ప్రోత్సహించాలని కోరుకుంటూ నా మాటలు ముగిస్తున్నాను. థ్యాంక్ యూ.
బెంగళూరు జీజీఎఫ్ కుటుంబ సభ్యులందరికీ, ముఖ్యంగా మా కొరకు ఎల్లప్పుడూ ఆలోచిస్తూ ప్రార్థిస్తూ సహాయపడుతున్నటువంటి నా మా ఆత్మీయ నాయకులైన పాస్టర్ బ్రయన్ గారికి మరియు పాస్టర్ అమ్మ గారికి, వారి కుమార్తెకి, అలాగే పాస్టర్ బెన్నీ గారికి, పాస్టర్ అనిల్ గారికి, వారి కుటుంబానికి, అలాగనే బైబిల్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఉన్నటువంటి సోదరి సహోదరులకు, ప్రత్యేకంగా రాబోతున్న కాలానికి ఒక గొప్ప మిషనరీలుగా తర్ఫీదు పొందుకుంటున్నటువంటి యవన బిడ్డలందరికీ, అలాగనే కాకినాడ పెద్దాపురం ఉత్తరకంచిలో ఉన్నటువంటి కుటుంబ సభ్యులందరూ కూడా మీకు ప్రత్యేకమైన క్రిస్మస్ మరియు నూతన సంవత్సర శుభాకాంక్షలు తెలియజేస్తున్నారు. ఈ 2020 రెండు ప్రాముఖ్యమైన విషయాలు ఆల్రెడీ నేను ప్రార్థన చేస్తున్నాను, సంఘం కూడా ప్రార్థన చేస్తుంది. ఏమిటంటే, బెంగళూరు చర్చ్ నుండి మిషనరీలుగా వెళ్ళినటువంటి ఒక్కొక్కరిని ఒక్కొక్కసారి దర్శించి వారితో కలిసి ఒక వారం దినాలు ఉండి, ఆ వారం దినాల్లోపే 2 ప్రత్యేకంగా వారి కోసం ఉపవాసంతో ప్రార్థించాలని నా ఆశయం ఉన్నది. రెండవది, మా కుమారుడు రాజ్కుమార్ 2020 తిరిగి మరలా కాకినాడకు వస్తున్నారు కనుక కుమారుడు కోసం ప్రార్థించండి. దేవుని పరిచర్యలో నమ్మకమైన వ్యక్తిగా వాడబడాలని, అన్ని విధాలుగా దేవుని నామాన్ని మహిమపరిచే వ్యక్తిగా ఉండాలని కుమారుడు కోసం ప్రార్థించండి. అదేవిధంగా కుమారుడు వచ్చిన వెంటనే కాకినాడలో ఒక సిటీలో పరిచర్య కుమారుడు కోసం ప్రారంభించాలని ఆలోచన కలిగి ప్రార్థన చేస్తున్నాము. అందుకు మీరు కూడా ప్రార్థించి ప్రోత్సహించాలని ప్రభువు పేరిట మీకు తెలియజేస్తూ ఈయన శుభాకాంక్షలు ముగిస్తున్నాను.
There's a verse in the Bible which says, the Lord was with Joseph and he prospered. Was he a governor then? Or was he a prime minister? Our estimate of prosperity is, if you have a good car, if you have a good bike, if you have a good home, if you get a promotion at our work, if you have good family with wife and children. Actually, this verse about Joseph is when he was just an object in the slave market. What did he have then? He didn't have any savings. He didn't have any investment, no family, no support, no wife, no children, and not even a piece of cloth on him. He was completely naked. But Joseph had a calmness and quietness, and mainly a no-fear attitude, because he knew who was with him. In Luke chapter 5, Jesus tells Peter, "Do not fear." What was he afraid of? Was he afraid of a storm? Was he afraid of fishes? Was he afraid of drowning? Actually, these things don't exist over there. But the previous verse reveals to us that Peter was afraid of his sin. The repeating words of Christmas season is Emmanuel, God with us. He was born to put away sin and make his abode in us. It was a successful operation. It is a finished work. We need to know that real prosperity is not what we have, but who is in us. It was this awareness that even kept Joseph from Potiphar's wife. If you realize this, if you are aware of this great reality that God is in us, we are prosperous. When the world is wishing one another happy and a prosperous new year, let's remind each other of the great treasure that is in us, that God has made his permanent abode in us. And if somebody doesn't have this great treasure, let's take every effort in bringing in genuine prosperity in their lives. This is Godly and Dinesh with our families in Goa, with the body, sending you their greetings. Thank you.
Greetings from Chennai. I'm so glad to meet all of you through this video. God is so faithful in all these years, and particularly 2019, He's been so good to us, and He has carried us when we fall. He has lifted us, and He has comforted us. He has provided us, and He is also leading us and guiding us in all our work. And we are so thrilled to see God moving in our lives, and also lives of people who are ministering, whom we are ministering. And God has proved us time and time again, and has proved that He is good. He is a good God. He is a faithful God, and He is a healer, and He does miracles. And recently I've been meditating upon Matthew chapter 28, verse 16, 17, 18. In 16, the disciples were really doubted about the resurrection of Jesus. And Jesus spoke to them in verse 18 and said, "All the authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth." All the authority. The authority is not given to me or you, but the authority is given to Jesus Christ. And now we can go and we can live our life for Christ, and having a victory against the demons and the devils, demonic power, and we can be victorious in all these days. and we wish you a very happy new year, and we wish you a victorious 2020. God bless you. Amen.
Greetings from Hyderabad to our Bangalore family. God has been extremely good to help us with His sovereign grace to go forward in this whole year. If it wasn't for His sovereign grace, we would not make it to the end of the year. In His sovereignty, He has overruled the powers of evil, and in His sovereign grace, He has strengthened us in our weakness and helped us in our trying situations. Psalm 11 verse 3 says that the righteous must not destroy their foundational pillars. We are going forward in the coming year by the foundations that have been taught to us by Pastor Stevens and Pastor Brian. God gives me inspiration from both these men so that I can build the ministry here on the foundation that they have laid for us, so that the church can be established by God. When the foundations are established in the finished work, then the church will be established in the grace of God. Our foundations are in heaven, so that we can be established on earth until the coming of Jesus Christ. We are building on the foundations of Jesus Christ, His love, His righteousness, His heart, and His eternal purpose. I thank God greatly for putting me in the ministry, and I also thank God greatly for using Pastor Brian and the Bangalore leaders and my Bangalore friends for their prayers and investment in my life, for equipping us and also launching us out to Hyderabad. Keep praying for us as we also pray for y'all. We are wanting a new vision for 2020. We get a 2020 vision so we can do things better by what God shows us to do. And pray that we would continue in this labor of love for our Lord Jesus Christ, and not do dead works, but many led works, works that are led by God. On behalf of all our branches in Hyderabad, I wish you all a happy and also a holy new year, 2020. God bless.
Greetings to you from Vizag. Thank God for 2019. It's exciting as we prepare to step into 2020. To us who have put our trust in Christ, every day is exciting. Every day brings us great joy, because we can rest in Christ. In Psalm 3, verse 5 and 6, no matter what surrounds us, no matter what befalls, we can rest knowing that He will carry us through. And in verse 3, the same chapter, we can rejoice because He is the glory and the lifter of our head. No matter what road He takes us through, we can rejoice when we think of this verse. In verse 8, we understand that His blessing is upon us. Love to everyone, especially you, Pastor Brian. Let's continue to press on believing and expecting great things, and also being a blessing to many. Wish you a very happy and a blessed New Year.
Good evening, friends, the body of Christ. This is Pastor Guru from Coimbatore. It's always good to be with you every year, the end of the year, beginning of the new year. I was thinking about three words. Number one, the ladder. Number two, the keys. Number three, the speech. In Genesis 28, verse 11, Jacob is tired. His brother wants to kill him at present. He cheated his brother in the past. Probably a lot of guilt feeling in his heart in the present. Will he get his wife in the future? Will he make it to his uncle's house in the future? So tired, all that he could do is find a stone for his pillow. Guess what? He sees a dream, and in that dream there is a ladder. Lot of angels going up and down, connecting heaven and the earth. And then he says in verse 16, God is in this place, I knew it not. He didn't say God was in this place. He said God is in this place, present tense. Wow. Can you imagine God is in this place? We all know it. It is the body of Christ. The second person is our beloved Peter in Matthew chapter 16 verse 19. He gets connected to the revelation from the Father and he says, Christ is the Son of God. Jesus says, I have given you the keys, Peter. Connecting heaven and the earth, one more time. Whatever you bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, it will be bound, loosed in heaven. One more time, connection between heaven and the earth. The third is the believer. In Romans chapter 10 verse 6, the righteousness that is based on faith speaks in a different way. It's not about works. It's not about law. It's not about me. Who will go into the heavens to bring Christ down, and who will go into the abyss to raise Christ up? No, the word is very near to my mouth, and I say Christ is the Lord. Amazing. Friends, the unbeliever do not have the ladder. The unbeliever do not have the keys. The unbeliever do not have the word of God. We have it. As always we do, for the year 2020 also we have it. The ladder, our access and the presence of God. John chapter 1 verse 51, Christ is the ladder. The keys, the authority and our prayer. The speech, the word of God and my confession. Let's go. The year is going to be great. Thank you so much, Pastor Brian Marina, Pastor Anil, Pastor Benny, Pastor Chris and Pastor Vijay. And the dear friends, the body of Christ. I always think of every single person. You are very dear to my heart. Thank you so much for your lives. God bless you. Happy New Year 2020.
Greetings from the ministry here in Baltimore, Maryland, to the church in Bangalore, India. When I think of the fellowship that I've had with you folks there in Bangalore, in person, and then all the times that you listen to our messages, and also my relationship with Pastor Brian, Pastor Benny, Pastor Anil, Pastor Guru, Pastor Christian. I'm just very thankful for your faithfulness and your love and what God has done by His grace in that city and sharing the message of Christ with people. That God has forgiven them, forgiven us, but those people in Bangalore particularly and in southern India and eastern, Arul, Pastor Sam in Chennai, John, Pastor John in Hyderabad, another city now, and just thankful, Pastor Timothy in the village churches there, and just to say that God so loved the world that He gave Christ, and because of Him, we have a message. And I'm just very thankful that you have walked in that and God has used you and continues to do so. And it's growing. God's work, God's grace, and His message to people that Jesus is the answer. Thank you. God bless you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Okay, wasn't that good? Maybe we can stand, and maybe you can put the lights on the faces. Can we put the lights in the congregation? I don't want anybody to sleep on my message today. Okay, you can remain standing, and a quick thought, and we'll close. Romans chapter 4, verse 20 and 21. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what He had promised, He was also able to perform. Okay, you may be seated. So just a short thought, and I want to title this message from a quote from William Carey, which is, expect great things from God and attempt great things for God. I was thinking today, the whole day, about the year, and we are at the end of it, and we are close to the new year, and the thoughts about 2020, and I was thinking of three things we can think of. The first thing we can think of are the things which we should take from 2019 into 2020. What are the things we should take? And the things we should take are unanswered prayer and unfulfilled promises. This we should take into the next year. And Romans chapter 4, the verse we read, it says, he did not waver, this is talking about Abraham, and verse 21, being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. He was fully convinced, and he waited patiently. And do you know how many years he waited? He waited for 25 years. And in Hebrews 6:12 and in 6:15, through faith and patience, he inherited the promises. So what do we take into 2020? Yes, God answered many prayers this year, but the prayers which were not answered this year, the promises which were not fulfilled, will be fulfilled in the next year. Amen? So that is what we take into 2020. The second point is the things we should not take from 2019 into 2020. This is important. What should we not take? James 1:22 says, be doers of the word. And if you're not a doer of the word, you deceive yourself. And this is important for us, that the things we don't take into 2020 are a wrong mindset. if you and I have something in our lives which is disobedient to the word of God, it could be one thing in our lives or a couple of things in our lives, we know what the word of God says, then we should not take that into 2020. The finished work is not an umbrella for us to say that God loves me just the way I am, and I'm going to 2020 with all these things which are there, which God doesn't approve of, right? And those are the things we should not take, because in 2 Timothy 3:16, the word of God corrects us. The word of God corrects us. It tells us where we are wrong. And in James chapter 1, it is a mirror in our lives. And this is really important for us, that there needs to be a repentance about those areas of our life which we think are okay and which God says is not okay. There has to be a change of thinking. Change of thinking. And we need to have an attitude of total obedience to the revealed word of God. You know, many times you come for a New Year's service, what are you expecting to hear? God will bless you. God will prosper you, right? What did Pastor John say? Wish you a happy and a holy New Year. Yeah, God desires holiness. God desires. And those are the things. We don't take our past into the 2020. If we failed, we made a mistake, that's fine. It is washed in the blood of the Lamb. We don't take those things. We don't take regrets down, right? We don't take the negatives down, right? It's very important. And you can read 2 Kings 22 and 23, where Josiah, he found the book, they read it, he humbled himself, he repented, and he made those changes. But the changes began first with the change of thinking. Change of thinking, very important for us. As God shows us those areas of our life, there needs to be a change of thinking. And the third thing which we can, what can we expect from God in 2020? We can expect new beginnings, right? A new slate. What else can we expect? In Joshua 3:14, Joshua told them, "You have not gone this way before." They were going into the promised land. We don't know what 2020 is going to get. It's going to be new. But we know that God is with us, and He is in us, and He is what? For us. What else will be there? There will be new steps of faith. God will lead us into new steps of faith. What else? New blessings. Some of you will get married. Some of you will get a new baby. Some of you will get a new job. Some of you will join Bible school. Some of you will step onto the mission field. New blessings. What else? New souls. More people will get saved. What else? New fields. Some of you are graduating, and we are praying that God would call you to different fields. And what else? It's going to be a new season with God. It's going to be a new season with God. You know, all of us have the fear of the unknown. What is going to happen? Right? But God wants to take us, and He wants to take us through our fears. Right? In Job 3:25, Job said, "That which I have feared has come upon me." You know what God has done this year, 2019? He's taken us through our fears. He's taken us through sickness and affliction and trouble and distress. He's taken us through it. He didn't keep us away from it. He's taken us through it, like the three boys in Daniel chapter 3. He's taken us through it, and He's brought us out of it. And today, here we are, alive and kicking. Amen? So 2020 is what? Not the year of mourning, but the year of blessing. Right? The year of reversal. The year of, you know, God restoring what the locusts have eaten. That's the year for us, the year of healing, right? So as we are here today, what do we need? Three things. First thing, We need to expect great things from God. We need to have an attitude of faith. And faith comes by constantly hearing the word of God. So come to church, read your Bible, be around believers. It will build up your faith, right? And when it builds up your faith, you can trust that whatever God has promised, it will come to pass. It will come to pass, right? What is the second thing? Is a wholehearted obedience to the whole revealed word of God. This is very important. We are an extremely well-taught church, and we are not well-taught so that we can live in partial obedience. We are well-taught so that we can live in obedience to the whole revealed word of God. And it's very simple. I don't need to tell you anything, or you don't have to tell me anything. We just need to go to the book and read it. And the Holy Spirit, it's the book is the mirror. The Holy Spirit will show you where you are wrong. You just need to correct your thinking. And you're back. Repentance, where there's no sorrow, but there is salvation, or a being saved. In 2 Corinthians 7, 9, 10. Being delivered out of that situation. And you go forward with God. And the last thing, what can we do? We can expect and attempt great things for God. Right? And what will that require? That requires a personal cross. That requires a dying to yourself. That requires saying, not my will, but yours be done. Right? So as we are here today, three things. What do we take down? Let's say it. Unanswered prayer and unfulfilled promises. They will happen in 2020. What do we not take down? Disobedience. We don't take it down. Disobedience of any kind. And the third thing is the specific obedience to the personal will of God in your life and in my life. When God speaks to you personally, I want you to do this, I want you to be a missionary, or I want you to take up this job, or I want you to marry this person. Personally, you listen to that and you take that step of faith. It's a new decision. It's a new season. Amen? So as we are here, you know, let's be encouraged. I really want to thank all of you, Pastor Brian, Marina, Pastor Benny, who has worked so hard this year, the whole church who has worked really hard. This was a great Christmas season. And God is going to take us through 2020, right? And God will bless us. And so I want to wish you all a blessed 2020. Nothing wrong in saying happy 2020. Happiness is based on external circumstances, right? Blessedness is based upon our relationship with God. I'm blessed because of salvation. I get blessed because I obey God. And the ultimate blessedness is when He comes to take me home. Amen? That is why we are not afraid of death. Because that is the ultimate blessing, right? God is calling us home. So let's be encouraged. Let's encourage one another in the faith. Let's think about these three things, right? And let's have an attitude of faith and an attitude of rejoicing because God is with us, right? So we'll have a moment of prayer. We can have some candles around. Yeah, you know, 4 more minutes to the new year. So we'll have a short time of prayer. Yeah. Maybe we can stand, maybe we can light the candles.
Okay, as the candles go around, just a thought. Wasn't it good to hear from all the missionaries?
Yes.
You know, keep them in prayer, visit them. If you have time off on your calendar, tell them you're coming by faith. In Genesis 45, when Joseph is reunited with his brothers, God had given Joseph a vision. And in that vision, he revealed to Joseph that they would bow down to him. The mistake that Joseph made was he communicated his vision. If you read in the book of Nehemiah, as Nehemiah in chapter 3 went around the walls of Jerusalem, which was broken down, he didn't tell anyone that he was doing it, but God had put it in his heart. It's an amazing it's amazing. God had put it up. He told nobody about it. He went around re-examining those walls because there was a plan and purpose for the walls to be built. At the end of the chapter, Genesis chapter 50, in closing, after Jacob died, Joseph's brothers were afraid that now Joseph would take revenge. So they come up to Joseph and say, before our father died, he told us to tell you to forgive us. In a specific verse in Genesis 50, it says that God sent me, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And God sent me ahead to preserve life. But there is a distinction in Genesis 45:5 and in the end in chapter 50, and it says, so that this present result would be achieved. What is it? God foreknows things that God foreknows. He has not planned. He foreknows the things in the plan of God, but in the will of God, plan of God. But he ordains, he foreknows the things in the plan of God, but he ordains our steps in the will of God. Okay, what is it? He foreknows things in the plan because he is the planner, but he ordains our steps in it. In the coming year, there are things that God has foreknown, and God is not panicking about the things that he has, that will happen. One thing that he wants us, in the messages that were spoken today, he wants us to be conscious of the fact that he is in a position of ordaining our steps in the will of God. So as we go into 2020, it's just another year on the calendar, but be conscious and be excited. Not so much about what God has foreknown in his plan, what God is going to reveal to us in it, but to be conscious of the fact that he is willing to ordain our steps in it. Joseph's steps were ordained by God, even though the plan was not foreknown. His steps were ordained, and that preserved him in the plan of God. Amen. In Baltimore this New Year's Eve, Pastor Shala asked the church, people in the church, to get all kinds of musical instruments because they were going to make a loud noise in the church. So if you get a chance to go on the video, the service is at 8 o'clock their time, which will be 6:30 in the morning tomorrow. I don't know if they're going to do it. Each one is going to get his equipment and they're going to make a big. So can we have a shout of praise in this house? I was going to say something, I forgot. Can we have a... That's it. Let's have a shout of praise in this place. These men that have done such a great job here and preaching and teaching, and all the men and the women of God, you all are an amazing group of people worthy of God's praise. In Genesis 24, Abraham sent his servant to pick up a wife for Isaac. In 2020, God is going to send something very specific for people that are single. The servant was so afraid that his plan would not be successful and says, what if this does not come to pass? There are probabilities and there are possibilities in the plan of God. God does not consider the probabilities in the plan. God only considers the possibilities in it. The servant came to a realization as he said yes to Abraham. And as he prayed, he said, as he was on his way, God met him. What is it? There are times in our lives where we want clear definition from the beginning. God says, I will meet you in the way. Don't be afraid this year to make decisions in faith as the Lord leads. Because that prompting of God in our faith decisions is as genuine and real as God meeting us in the way. When the Spirit of God leads us in our decisions of faith, that leading of the Spirit in the decision of faith is equivalent to us meeting God in the way. God meeting us in the way is the fulfillment of the possibilities that exist in the fact that the Spirit of God is leading us in it. I told Pastor John, when you go to Hyderabad, you'll be a church that will raise up men, and that you'll plant churches and in the villages. And he looked at me because he was wondering whether his going to Hyderabad would bear fruit in the first place. But have they borne fruit? Yes or no? So let's get excited for 2020. Yeah, Pastor Anil will pray a closing prayer.
Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer this year. Many people, for Pastor Brian's road to recovery, for Bindu here, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We pray for Esther's dad to be totally healed. My sister, my mom, different people in the body of Christ who are hurting, you would heal. Yes, Lord. Give us a deeper walk with you, Lord, in 2020. Deeper intimacy. Help us to trust you, believe in you, to die to ourselves and to live unto you, Lord. To put your kingdom first and your righteousness, and understand that all these things shall be added to us. Thank you, Lord, for being our God. Your word says, happy are the people whose God is the Lord. You've been our God always, even when we have not recognized you or responded to you. You always love us, you always care for us, and help us, Lord. We believe, we trust, to believe you for great things. Believe you that what you have promised, you are fully capable of performing. And to, with faith and patience, to inherit the promises this year. Thank you for all the blessings, all the answered prayer. Bless each person here, each family, each individual, each child. And thank you for being with us today. In Jesus' name.